Welcome to Any Questions. This is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel, and as it usually does, me saying stuff at the top of the show means it is once again time for WAMC's very own Ian Pickus to ask me some questions. Hey, Ian, how you doing?
I'm chomping at the bit, as they say, Mike, but first we've got to clear up last week's challenge.
I said, start with the word half-sister. Rearrange the letters to spell a seven-letter word for things that cigarettes have and a three-letter word for what cigarettes produce. What are the words?
Filters and ash.
Those are both correct.
Well, Mike, on this date, in 1889, the first edition of the Wall Street Journal rolled off the presses. It was initially a version of news bulletins delivered by Dow Jones and Company to Wall Street traders. Today, the paper has the largest circulation in the country, ahead of USA Today. So today, our quiz is all about the media.
All right.
Univision, BuzzFeed, Politico, The Washington Post, The Daily Beast, The Des Moines Register, and The Huffington Post are among the outlets that have found themselves banned from whose events so far in 2016.
You are talking about one Donald Trump.
I am, the Republican presidential nominee. Post editor Marty Baron's response was, "The Post will continue to cover Donald Trump as it has all along, honorably, honestly, accurately, energetically, and unflinchingly." Now a common euphemism, especially among young people. The first documented use of a phrase that mentions a certain streaming service was in a 2009 tweet by a user named NoFaceNina. What is the phrase?
I think you're talking about Netflix and chill.
Nicely done, Mike.
Well, thank you.
And apparently when it was first used, it didn't really mean what it means today. It was basically to, you know, hang out and watch Netflix shows or movies.
What, it means something else?
The media company that owns an eponymous Chicago newspaper, the LA Times, the Baltimore Sun, and several other outlets recently renamed itself and released an instantly mocked video explaining its goals of, quote, optimizing content. What is the sci-fi sounding new name of this company?
I have to admit, I honestly did not know what this thing was for the longest time, and I'm probably not sure I even know what it is now.
Sure they know what it is.
Even though you've just explained it to me. Is that Tronk?
It's Tronk, Tribune Online Content.
Ah, that's what it stands for.
For better or worse, Love Thy Neighbor, The Haves and Have-Nots, and If Loving You Is Wrong are television series from media mogul Tyler Perry. On which network, whose name is a synonym for possess, do these programs air?
That is on the Oprah Winfrey Network, also known as OWN.
Nicely done. And finally, ex-ESPN personality Bill Simmons is beginning a new life at HBO this summer, including a show called Any Given Wednesday. You may have seen a slightly less than sober Ben Affleck talking about the merits of the Deflategate case on the first episode. Simmons' migration to the network also includes a new website called The Ringer, modeled after the ESPN site he ran, named after which legendary sports writer?
The website is called Grantland.
Right. And do you know the last name of this legendary sports writer, first name Grantland?
His name is Mr. Grantland. Grantland?
It's the name of Secretary of State and...
Grantland Rice?
Yes. Well, maybe it's because this show's been going for 254 weeks, but Mike's a bit of a media mogul.
He went
5 for 5. How well did you do? Send us a cable, quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can continue reading this story that continues at wamc.org/anyquestions, where you will find some extra credit. You will find the questions that Ian just asked us, and you will find this challenge.
Start with the phrase copy editors. Rearrange the letters, and you can spell a 5-letter genre of music and a 6-letter type of literature. What are the words? Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, you get to work on that challenge, and we will be back at the same time next week.
We'll see you then.